Y'all, hormones, it's impossible not to have them. There's over 1,000 hormone disruptors in our food, our water, the air, the clothes, the skincare, the dryer sheets, everything, child, is a scam. To the hormones, okay? Plus, we have natural hormonal changes that our bodies go through. Like, what's going on with my body? Like, I am now in my 30s and my skin is acting like a teenager. What is going on with the hormones? Which is why I love Hormone Harmony. It contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Okay, so adaptogens help the body adapt to stressors like chaotic hormonal changes. It's perfect for women struggling with PMS, menopause, and more, honey. Y'all know I work hella jobs. Hormone Harmony has really helped me like regulate, especially like sleep and just relaxation and calming down and not panicking as much. They've got 17,000 reviews, so you don't even have to listen to me, but get into it. And for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire order at hormonemammoth.com. Just use the code GODDESS at checkout. Watch Queenie, the new original series on Hulu. Who is Queenie? She's in her 20s. She lives in London. She's facing all the firsts. First major heartbreak, first shitty apartment and soul-sucking job, first therapy session to work through those mommy issues. Can she turn her quarter-life crisis into a revolution? Maybe. Will she make some questionable decisions along the way? Definitely. The new series Queenie premieres June 7th, streaming on Hulu. What's poppin', congregation? It's your girl, Lacey Mosley, and we're back with another installment of Scam Goddess, the podcast all about robbery, fraud, and those who practice it. Y'all know I'm very what? Yes, I'm four times as excited. Gotcha, bitch. Hell, because we have four amazing guests and my dear, dear friends on the show today. It's a full house. Every mic is accounted for. All right. They, along with myself, are a part of the UCB improv group Leroy. And Leroy performs every fourth Wednesday at UCB Franklin at 7 p.m. Just go on the UCB website. Get into it because it's a very cute, very fun show. So if you're in L.A., pull up on me. Yes. Congregation, please welcome Mary Anthony, Josh Breckus, Kimia Bempornia, and James Mannion to the show.
Hello.
Hello.
No.
You didn't like that?
I hate this.
We all did it at the same time, though.
I hate this already.
You invited us.
Yeah.
I know. I did. So, because we have four guests, we're going to get straight into it. Wait, so where were you guys earlier? Were you all at the picket?
Half of us were.
Half, okay. Yeah. And we won't say which half.
Oh, we already said it.
Yeah, you already did. It's hot as hell today.
Yeah.
I heard there was ice cream.
Yes.
And
yes.
Kimia, you didn't have any ice cream. And
I didn't.
We were talking about how Kimia has the personality who would have ice cream at 10 a.m.
Absolutely.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to wake up with a sweet treat. There's nothing better than a sweet treat and a coffee. You know what I mean? That's a breakfast of champions.
That's disgusting.
What are you talking about?
A donut is a sweet treat.
Yeah, that's every coffee shop, man. You got a little Danish.
Not me. I want savory, hearty, protein. You know,
okay.
You're starting your day off.
Okay, you just like shove creatine in your mouth.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
No yeah. Mix, no milk.
Yeah,
just,
egg whites.
Egg whites.
Yeah.
Drinking them raw.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Only way.
I've actually been trying fasting and it's really hard.
Oh,
anyone do the fasting?
Don't biohack.
That's just starvation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a cute rebrand on starving yourself. They're like intermittent. It's
yeah.
like where you eat one meal a day.
It feels like that, but they call it 16-8 or something like that. And I'm like, or,
yeah.
Okay.
Or I'm just, yeah.
I saw that ad on Twitter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't you fall asleep right after you eat? That's what I did when I did it.
Yeah. It's not good.
Yeah.
Anyways.
I mean, who's to say? Who's to say if it's good or not? Back in the olden times, well, I guess they only lived till like 30. So I guess
yeah. They were
probably
also
not that
tiny
good.
Too. Everyone was so tiny back then.
Yeah. And they got their steps in because they had to like hunt for their food and like mm-hmm. gather it.
Yeah, we don't have to do that anymore. Have ice cream in the morning.
Yeah,
whatever
what
you want.
Doing?
It doesn't
what
matter.
What am I doing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have to hunt my food.
We should go back. Like, we should start practicing for the apocalypse.
No. Then we're inviting the apocalypse in.
No, but what? Think about it. That's a great workout. Yeah. We should start that workout.
I already know I'm going first, though.
Really?
I'm going first. Even if I train, I feel like it's a useless effort. You guys are all looking at me because you know I would go first.
No,
I could do all the training and I'd be dead.
Mm-hmm. No, Mary, because you would attach yourself to like some strong people and you'd be like, hey guys, I'm going to organize the murders and I'm going to help whittle the knives and you know.
I could help whittle knives. I could attach myself to strong
people. What are we going to kill in Los Angeles proper?
There's stuff at Runyon.
One mountain lion, didn't he die?
Yes, P-22, rest in peace.
And I would never eat P-22, which is, again, why I would die.
No, there's
We would be starving. People would be eating P-22, and I would be like, morally, I can't eat P-22.
Well, now that P-22's out of the picture, there's more prey for us.
That's true.
Oh, okay.
There's like, isn't there like jackals or some
shit? Coyotes.
Or coyotes.
They sound crazy though. I feel like I know why you're calling them jackals because I've heard them in the middle of the night. They sound crazy.
Yes. Mm-hmm. They come up out of Griffith. One time I did Griffith and I was like really feeling it because I was watching the sunset when I got to the top. And then I realized as I was coming down, it was getting dark. And then either like a deer or hyena or jackal or a coyote.
Those are very mm-hmm. different.
We're coming up the middle.
Yeah.
And I had to hide behind a rock because that's an embarrassing death. Death by a coyote, like, that's very ghetto.
You'd really have to give up for one coyote to kill you.
It was a pack. They don't just travel
alone. Oh, a pack.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
They're so freaky. Yeah.
So, how big was this rock that you hid back? That, like, did you have to crouch down or was it?
It was more of like, you know, like how in horror movies they like get flat up against the corner of the wall.
Yeah.
It was more of that energy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When they do that shot in movies where someone's like standing behind a tree or something mm-hmm. trying to avoid like an enemy, mm-hmm. I never buy it that like the enemy can't see them, you know, that they're not
if it's
poking
dark
out.
You know what I never buy? They be breathing too hard.
Yes.
Like, they're like, I'm like, somebody's going to hear you.
The chest is going up and down. And it's like, if I can hear you, they can hear you.
Right.
That's, we're not fooled. Okay.
That's why I didn't get a quiet place. Like, y'all breathing. Like, how good is the hearing of the scary people? It's only if you, like, laugh or talk.
Yeah, that movie was some pro-choice propaganda anyway. You know?
Whoa.
Wait, what?
No, anti. What? Wait, what's the one where they're like, what's the one where you like, you have to be pro-life, pro-life? Excuse me. Hey, everyone.
You just
thanks
came
for
from
having
Portland
me on the
too.
Podcast.
Yeah.
I would like to preach something we very have, important to me.
We have a panel, guys. We have one bigot. We got all perspectives.
We have to listen to all sides. And I'm here to speak on. I can't even do it. I'm not going
to. Okay, well, I didn't catch any agenda in that movie. I don't
Are
know
you
if
kidding
I'm just
me?
An idiot.
They had the baby, even in a world where having a baby that cries will kill you. They didn't go, we should not have this baby.
That's just tension.
No,
buddy,
come
in a movie.
On. There's other ways to do that.
You're right.
Come on.
They should have got rid of that baby.
They should have.
I did not. Yeah.
But they can't get rid of it when it's alive.
Well, it wasn't alive in the first. She was pregnant in
that's
that one.
That's right.
It was like. They invited this baby into the world, and they went, we are raising it.
Okay, but how was they going to do, like, a home? They didn't have
Don't
no
make
technology.
It part of the movie, then, you know? It's
There's tension.
Enough. All right.
It's not bad that I, like, accidentally saw something that, you know, it's not as bad because I didn't realize it. Because I'm always like, I love that movie. I like that movie. Mm-hmm. I didn't see that, right?
There you go.
I didn't even realize that. I thought it was
tension,
too.
Thank you.
But it was like they should have, mm-hmm. The baby shouldn't have existed.
I put a pregnant woman about to have birth in every single movie I write. It's great. It's just great theater.
Okay,
it's fair. Just great tension.
It's great tension.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not wrong. That's fair, too. Okay. Yeah.
Scams! Watch Queenie, the new original series on Hulu. Who is Queenie? She's in her 20s. She lives in London. She's facing all the firsts. First major heartbreak, first shitty apartment and soul-sucking job, first therapy session to work through those mommy issues. Can she turn her quarter-life crisis into a revolution? Maybe. Will she make some questionable decisions along the way? Definitely. The new series Queenie premieres June 7th, streaming on Hulu. Finding the perfect t-shirt has always had me like Goldilocks, trying on shirts. This one's too hard. This one's too soft. And it fell apart because y'all know I got it from a cheap website. And this t-shirt from Skims is just right. From fit to quality, it is one of my, like, these are my favorite t-shirts. I have 3 different ones. Y'all know I love me an Onyx because I'm going to be wearing black all the time. They have a cotton long sleeve jersey tee that I really like too because the material is so soft. But when I put it in the washer, she don't have a whole transformation or makeover. It's not move that bust when I take it out. She looks the way that she looked when I put her we're in. And we know we cannot say that for all t-shirts, okay? So you can have staple t-shirts that you can mix and match and wear up or down. Maybe we're going to a fancy night out. Maybe we're going on a date. Maybe we're lounging around the house. I love these shirts so much because I can do so many different things with them. It's like, I'm telling y'all, Skims, they doing right over there. I got on the underwear right now. I can't give it up. I think they got me, y'all. I'm not even playing. Shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com. Now available in sizes extra, extra small to 4X. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. After you place your order, select Scam Goddess in the survey and select My Show in the drop-down menu that follows. So we always start this podcast with what is your relationship to scams? So anybody can start. Either you love them, you hate them. If you've been scammed recently, if you know someone who's been scammed, heard about a scam, it could literally be anything. A scam you want to talk about, whatever.
I would say I'm pretty susceptible to being scammed.
Oh, James. You do have a scammable face. You're just so genuine.
Yeah,
sweet.
I think people can see that, like, from a mile away. Like, this guy, we got him. You know, we got this guy. I think the most recent thing I fell for, I fall for the, you know, when you, like, order a something to be delivered, like a package or something? Mm-hmm. Now, you'll get, like, I don't know how they know that I ordered a package, but I'll get like those texts that are like, hey, you need to like update your address or something for the package you got ordered. And then you go into like some phishing website and update your information. Oh, no. That one got me recently.
You updated?
Wait.
Yeah, I think
do you have to move?
Yeah, what are they going to
do? Did you
do?
Just give them your address or did you give them anything else?
I might have.
James, you are from Big Tech.
I might have given them my whole credit card.
James, you went to Stanford.
You're too smart for that.
I know, but it's one of those things where it's like, I'm always worried about my packages arriving.
So you know, it's like, I just want to. Fear of your packages outweighs all common sense.
You know, if it doesn't come, you can just get a refund.
Yeah,
but I don't want to go through all that. Like, I've had so many things where, like, a package didn't get delivered or it got put in someone else's mailbox that when I order something, I'm like, I got to track this thing. I got
to
know when it's coming.
You don't have to answer this, but what's in these packages? Because I'm getting stuff on Amazon that I'm like, it's okay if I don't get it. Like, I'll just get a refund for it. It's not a big deal. But, like, what's got you so
dark web?
So stressed.
He's stressed. He just got stressed.
I guess, I don't know, usually like a book or something. I guess it's not that big of a deal.
A book, the library.
Every day you get closer to being a father.
He is our father. Yeah. He's our father. Yeah. You know what, James? I'm not gonna judge you because this week I was like kind of bedridden and like sick and not COVID. And
we still gotta say disclaimer.
I wanted to get back on my TikTok because I got locked out of my TikTok because they said they couldn't verify my age. And so I made a fence to TikTok just so I could get on TikTok, but I wanted my real one back. So I go to like verify my age and they're like, you have to take a picture with your driver's license. Then you have to take a picture of you holding your driver's license, like with your face. So my driver's license is expired right now because it expired on my birthday.
This is a lot of things at once.
So I use my passport. So then when I was doing that, TikTok kept being like, it's not right. But they had another option, was like, put in your credit card info. And I was like, I know, I'm going to do this one time. And they're going to be like, you good, girl. Come on back. And of course I did it. And they was like, you good, girl. Come on back.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, I got to take it off of there because now China got my card information.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like every scam I feel like has that escalating aspect to it. Where like they get you with one thing and you're just like, I just want to solve this problem. And so you like start doing it. And then by like step 10, it's like, give us your credit card. And you're like, I don't know why they need this, but I just want to be done with this.
I just want to be done with this interaction. Yeah.
Right. And they were like, we're going to do a temporary charge, but it'll be refunded. And I'm like, a charge of what? I got to check and see what they charge. Because like sometimes they'll do a penny to verify stuff. But I'm like, did they do a penny? Or were they like, we did a temporary charge of $1,000. Like, don't worry, we'll give it back. But I guess now I could get involved in NPC. Like I could give some little coins like, tastes so good.
Oh my God. Oh,
that's nice. Cool.
Wow. So the judgment today.
I have something similar to James's thing. You know, it's like when you get the text messages. Do you get the text messages where they're like, hey,
yes,
Carl, like, what's up? Like, want to play golf later? And you're like, wait, what? Or like, so they were all vague ones like that. And they didn't even have names. It was like, oh, you're so sexy. I miss you. And I'm like, what? I am lonely, but I'm like, no. Delete, report junk, delete, report junk.
I am sexy.
I am sexy.
You're right about that.
But they're funny. They're like, the boys and I are playing golf. You in? And I'm like, okay, well, I don't play golf, so delete junk.
It's funny that, like, that's the trap, because I've mostly heard of, like, the, hey, sexy, I miss you, or, like, the sexual ones more, yeah. But it's very funny to me that the trap for you is, like, playing
it's
golf
good.
With
it's
the
like
boys.
It's good. It's like, because men after 30, it's hard for us yes. to develop relationships. Anyways, so they've gotten more sophisticated. Anyways. They call me
We're
the
just
wrong...
We're skirt over that.
No, we don't have to get into that whole thing. And so... now they've gotten sophisticated. The name is wrong. They call me Carlton, but I get a text.
You consistently are called Carlton.
Yes.
Like the whole Carlton.
Maybe they just think you're Carlton.
No, I even put like, hey, I'm not Carlton, and that didn't stop them. And
I wonder if like that's like, because that's such a serious name. It's almost like when your mother calls you by your full yeah. name yes. or whatever. Yes. It's like, oh, they're calling me Carlton? Yeah. Like, this must be serious.
Yeah. And I don't know who they think I am, because this Carlton has a life. They're just like, hey, I know you got two properties. Are you thinking about selling your one? Carlton, are you thinking about selling your property in Los Angeles?
You take over Carlton's life?
I have actually not deleted it, because I'm like, what if I lived in this alternate universe of Carlton?
Maybe you need to meet Carlton. Maybe he could be like your best friend.
And this is, I think, how they're going to get me, because I'm like, yeah, I want to meet this guy. He's got cars. He's got
playing
houses.
Golf with the boys.
Playing golf with the boys.
I love this. I don't know.
It's not a scam at all. It's friendship.
This scam works for me. I keep getting that text that says hi. And then I try to text back and like engage, because I want to know what it is. And one time I screenshot it too early and put it on my Insta. And then the next text, they were like, oh, never mind. You're not the right person. And I was like, fuck, they must like follow me or something. Ooh. Maybe they got it off of Instagram,
scared
my number.
Them away.
They can get it off of like, I had a Hinge profile, had a picture of my dog. I wasn't even thinking in his name tag. Was flipped, which is my number on it. And there was one woman that messaged me. She's like, hey, I just want to let you know that like your number's out there and there's scammers out there.
I love people like that.
Yeah. That's nice.
My cousin did that for me. I was trying to show people that I couldn't pay parking meters with my credit card when my nails are too long. And she was like, bitch, you just took a picture of your credit card. And I was like, ooh.
Yeah. I felt bad. I didn't go out with her because she was all the way in Venice.
That's long distance. That's a movie premise for you.
You can't park
like,
there.
Mailing letters to each other from Venice to LA. Like, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
And that would also be the perfect, like, in for a scam.
Yeah.
Is to be like, hey, just want you to know there's scammers out there. Whoa. Not me.
Not me. I'm not a scammer.
But they're out there, and that would be
this
like
coochie
the perfect.
This coochie ain't a scam. Yeah. Don't worry
it's
about
safe.
That.
It's
okay.
Safe. It's safe here. But no.
Fraud proof.
No.
Wow. Okay, scams for me. I just thought of this. I wish I was a scammer, but I'm not really good at telling lies. My face betrays me. But I am proud of myself, because ooh. Recently, so you know how a lot of like yoga studios, workout places will do like 2 weeks, whatever, for a very discounted price.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. There's this one place I'd gone to. Bunch of times, right? I'm not a new student. But what I did is I created a new email account.
Yeah.
And I only did online classes through this new email account. And so I got the new student special for 2 weeks.
Good job, Mary.
I was very proud of myself. But the new email is Manthony. It's M. Anthony. I didn't really think it through. And so then I was calling once where I was like, hey, I'm trying to get in this online class. And I said my old email. I was like, and she was like, oh, I see that you've been here like a couple of years ago, but I was like, oh, and then I hung up.
Oh,
yes,
boy.
Yes, I know that's right. That's what you got to do. You got to hang up, you got to run away immediately. Mm-hmm. And also, I think that creating new emails for stuff is like putting on a new wig and going back in and getting more free samples. That's the internet version
yes.
of that.
Thank you.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I'm not hurt. We're not hurting anyone by doing that.
No.
We learned that early. You guys play Neopets? Boy, I had a fuck ton of Neopets emails just to get that starter pack of points.
Any of
I don't know what you're talking about.
Come on, Neopets, guys.
I know
jump,
what
jump.
They are, but I don't. I, no.
Okay, well,
someone's
I had
gonna know out there. Someone's
yeah,
gonna know.
Someone will know. Just like last time I was here, and I said that Clippy from the Word Docs was sexy, and people
oh,
were
I know
like,
that.
"Yes." So get at me with the Neopets.
I like Mary. If they did a Catch Me If You Can movie for you, it'd be 10 minutes long.
It really would.
Just like.
Absolutely. I would feel too bad. I'd be like, okay.
You show up where they are like, hey, I heard you were trying to catch me if you could.
Yeah.
I'm here.
I'm here.
Mary who? Yeah. I just look away.
No, I had a when I first got a publicist, they go through all your social medias, and they went through my Facebook, and they were like, why do you have 12 Facebook accounts? And it was because in college, there was this website called Toby where you could get like them little, it wasn't Shein level sweatshop, but okay, you could get like affordable, cheapy, like crop tops and hoochie mm-hmm. clothes to wear to the club and stuff. But their price was around like 20. It was like the first, if you use your email code, you could get $100 off your order if you spend $100. But like the clothes are like $12, $10. So, you know, you could stretch that $200.
Haul. Mm-hmm.
So I would just make new emails. And so they were like, what's going on? Why do you have so many Facebook accounts?
Wow.
Hey, fair.
Yes. Exactly. Yeah, but they thought I was doing crime. I haven't even deactivated them. If you go on Facebook and put my name in, there's several accounts.
Yeah, I think I did that like when we first met.
Oh, you did? Like, oh,
she's got
that's
a lot.
That's cute.
Well, remember when I tried to, I'm
oh,
like a dad too.
Oh, you was researching me?
Oh, yeah.
No, I tried to text Kimia to give him her number and then I just
called
her.
He fully called me.
And she's like,
oh, I'm
hello?
So sorry, this
and
is
like,
Josh.
Oh, hey.
Is that your impression of my voice? Do it again.
Yeah, hello?
Okay, not
hello?
Bad.
Wait, let's all go around and
no,
Kimia.
Let's
yeah,
not.
That's fun.
No. Guys, no, let's not.
Is it 10 a.m.? I want my ice cream.
Oh, my God.
Don't talk to me till I've had my ice cream.
Manion?
And don't forget about the coffee.
Okay.
Oh, goodness. So wait, Kimia, besides the Neopets.
Yes, what's my relationship? Well, I don't trust anything or anybody. So you can't stand me. I'm a steel trap. Okay? Wow. You can't ever get me.
That is true. I feel like you recently told me you read an article about how we don't need as much water as we think. And
okay.
And you thought that was kind of scammy.
A little bit.
That?
Yes, I remember that exactly. Yeah, because they tell you what, you got to drink 8 cups of water or whatever, and that's
half
what everybody
needs. Half
your
body weight in ounces?
Well, that's almost true, okay? Because a lot of food we eat has water in it.
Yeah,
so that's
true.
Already replenishing part of the 8 cups. So honestly, you don't need to be counting like
unless
that.
Unless you're eating like a head of lettuce. Like, what?
No,
yeah.
Food's
yeah,
got water
food's
in
got
it.
Food's got water in it.
Hey.
That's part of it.
I read that too.
That's right. Don't be fooled, everybody.
I drink a gallon of water a day, and I don't need anyone to tell me to do it.
Kimia's anti-water.
Yeah.
Anti-baby.
That's right. That's right. Come for me. Pro Neopets, though. Get in there. Let's chat.
Wait, what's the sexiest Neopet?
Well, I can't speak on that because I would have 4 of the same Neopet. I would just have, because you can have 4. That's the maximum. Everyone is staring at me blank. No one's played Neopets in this room. I had 4 Jub-Jubs every time, one of each different color. And a Jub-Jub is just a fur ball with legs.
Aww.
Uh-huh.
So,
yeah.
So you thought that was hot, huh?
No, I didn't pick it because it was hot. I thought it was cute. Come on. There's like a dragon one. Maybe that one's the hottest one.
Oh.
You know, Kimmy, I remember an episode of Modern Family that you're in where you play a bully to Phil's character.
That's right.
And you come in the magic shop and they say, how are you scared of her? She's mostly hair.
That's right. They do say that. And I am mostly hair. If you see me, it's not a
so is
lie.
That why you like Jub-Jub?
That might be
like,
why.
Oh, yeah.
It's me like representation on the Neopets website.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Judith. She's pulled up the Neopets
check
website so we can look at these.
Because
oh.
They say people look like their dogs.
So
right?
I look like my little Neopet.
You look like a... What is it again?
Those
a
Jub-Jub.
Yeah, those are Jub-Jubs. Well, that's the new art for a Jub-Jub. I actually haven't seen the new... They got bigger eyes
wow.
now. Yuck. They look
I'm
gross.
I'm so
okay.
glad we get to see the new art.
That one, that blue one down there is what it used yeah. to look like.
Oh,
and
it's
that,
cute.
Nope, that's when
it
you painted
like
it starry.
It looks like it's on fire.
No, not that. No, the one next to the Jub-Jub Day meme.
Oh
to the right of it.
This is so oh, specific.
Yeah, it's fine.
Oh, it's
that's
cute.
What they used to look like.
Robbery!
Watch Queenie, the new original series on Hulu. Who is Queenie? She's in her 20s. She lives in London. She's facing all the firsts. First major heartbreak, first shitty apartment and soul-sucking job, first therapy session to work through those mommy issues. Can she turn her quarter-life crisis into a revolution? Maybe. Will she make some questionable decisions along the way? Definitely. The new series Queenie premieres June 7th, streaming on Hulu. Finding the perfect t-shirt has always had me like Goldilocks, trying on shirts. This one's too hard. This one's too soft. And it fell apart because y'all know I got it from a cheap website. And this t-shirt from Skims is just right. From fit to quality, it is one of my, like, these are my favorite t-shirts. I have 3 different ones. Y'all know I love me an Onyx because I'm going to be wearing black all the time. They have a cotton long sleeve jersey tee that I really like too because the material is so soft. But when I put it in the washer, she don't have a whole transformation or makeover. It's not move that bust when I take it out. She looks the way that she looked when I put her are in. And we know we cannot say that for all t-shirts, okay? So you can have staple t-shirts that you can mix and match and wear up or down. Maybe we're going to a fancy night out. Maybe we're going on a date. Maybe we're lounging around the house. I love these shirts so much because I can do so many different things with them. It's like, I'm telling y'all, Skims, they doing it right over there. I got on the underwear right now. I can't give it up. I think they got me, y'all. I'm not even playing. Shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com. Now available in sizes extra, extra small to 4X. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. After you place your order, select Scam Goddess in the survey and select My Show in the drop-down menu that follows.
And fraud! Speaking of Neo, let us get into...
Great transition. I feel it coming.
I feel it too. I'm excited.
What's Neo and fraud?
Nice.
Nice.
This is where we warn our listeners about popping scams in the zeitgeist. But if you've been listening in the past recent years, you know, mostly listener letters. If you want to snitch on your friends, family, your enemies, email scamgoddesspod@gmail.com. Just make sure the scam is retired so we don't what? Yes, fuck up your bag. Amen. So I need a fake name for this person. We don't care about gender. So like it... Just throw out some names. Whatever comes, whoever
Barbara.
Has some.
Leroy.
Barbara.
Oh.
Barbara
oh,
Leroy.
I was going to show promo this whole thing.
Barbara wow. Leroy.
Barbara Leroy.
Perfect. Yes.
I was going to say Jub Jub.
Fourth Wednesday of the month at UCB. Barbara Leroy.
Barbara Jub Jub Leroy.
Thank you.
So Barbara Jub Jub Leroy says, hey, Lacey. Today I saw the headlines about David's Bridal finally filing for bankruptcy, and I remembered one of the biggest retail scams I've ever witnessed. Chow. Okay, Barbara Jub Jub Leroy is probably black. Whenever I see a chow, I know. Because otherwise people read that as Chile. But it's chow. I want to pause here because have any of you been into a David's Bridal?
Yes.
One
so.
Time, I think.
No. Well, unfortunately,
no.
One time.
I have. Okay, so were you there on official business?
I was there, like, looking for a bridesmaid's dress. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Manny's laughing. What is official business at a David's Bridal?
Because every time I've gone into a David's Bridal, I was there to just like troll with friends. Like we would go in and like try on dresses. And the dresses at David's Bridal are very raggedy. They were like some of the most like, it looked like every dress was like from bridesmaids where Nia or, why am I doing this?
With who? Maya Rudolph?
Yeah, Maya. There we go. Where Maya Rudolph like ran out into the street and like shit in it. Mm-hmm. And then they like sent it to a bad dry cleaner and they put it back on the rack. Like every dress looks like it's been yeah. lived in, tattered, you know, like
I did not get my dress from there, needless to say.
No. It's like they let you try. It's not the kind of store where they have a floor model. At least I didn't think they did. I never got to the buying process, but it was giving like you try it on. If you like it, then they go wrap it up and you take it. But yeah. It's like how many women in their funkiness was in that dress mm-hmm. before you bought it? Mm-hmm. Ew. Mm-hmm.
I get my tuxes gross. Delivered to me.
Okay.
Okay.
It's called tux.com.
That stresses me out
wow.
a lot.
They don't really fit all the time and they're wrinkled.
It's just tux.com.
But it's so easy. I think it's tux.com or something.
That's so
it's a company.
Simple. That's so male and so simple.
Yeah.
Right.
Tux.com.
You just give your measurements.
Yeah,
you just give
exactly.
your measurements and they send you
it's
a wrinkly.
Take 60 seconds.
Yeah, it's great.
What's your inseam?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Wow. They sometimes forget pants. Yeah, it's fun. Because guys also like to be stressed when they're like, I don't know. I like to have an adventure when I'm about to do something serious. Maybe that's just me.
They send it to you like 2 days before
yeah.
the event.
You both know yeah. about this.
Yeah,
wow.
yeah. I've had so to do this funny. Before. And they send it to you like 2 days before the event. And there's always a problem
yeah,
with it.
Yeah, there is.
And they're like, yeah, just like, tell us if there's a problem and we'll get it to you like the next day. And I'm like, how is that possible?
It looks like it's a .net,
do you
actually.
Have...
Oh my God. Tux. Of course it's a .net.
Yeah. Of course.
I had to wear jeans one time. I wasn't in the wedding.
You wore a tux top
yeah.
and jeans?
Yeah, I mean, I went, you know. I
it's not a
.net. You wore black,
so
like,
funny.
I didn't bring enough. I shop once a year.
Oh my God, look at this photo.
So tux.com knows their audience because
yes.
It's all white
it's
men.
All white men.
Like yeah. hugging each other and palling mm-hmm. around. And honestly, I agree with this because black men in weddings, like they're going to get their tux tailored and it's mm-hmm. going to be, it's going to be like tight, real tight. They're going to show a little ankle. Mm-hmm. Like, listen, they give it all the ankle in the mm-hmm. sun.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's going to be hoochie daddy and, you know, loud maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it makes sense that there's not any diversity on this website because black men are going to go to you know.
This is only going to Gucci. Okay, so this for is the white guys, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, it's like they're holding him back, too, from getting married or something. Yeah,
yeah. Really... Like, don't do it, bro.
Love that energy. Yeah. Don't do it, bro. That's so real.
You fucked that stripper such, last night, bro. Yeah.
It's such frat guy energy.
We'll yeah, never talk.
Absolutely.
But yeah. We're on GoGenerationTux.com right now. What happened to Tux.net?
It was nothing. We clicked it.
Black Tux.
Oh, Black Tux. That's
one of the big ones. This one seems like they actually send it to you 14 days. In advance. Wow. Which, you know, that's pretty good.
Well, yeah. Here's my thing. If I order it, why I gotta tell you when I need it? Just like tell me what the lead time is. Like, why are they telling you to put the wedding date in so they can fuck you over?
Yeah, what's going on?
You know what? That's a good strategy though, because if you put the wedding date in, then they're like, oh, we're gonna rent this tux out about 6 more times.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and you have to send it back like the day late.
Yeah.
Like after. You have to like put it in a box and like mail
and
it back.
That's so gross.
I was gonna say, I'm sure it's like sweaty, reeks of like liquor.
So what if you're on a destination wedding? You gotta go find USPS or something in the Caymans, like
I did like Men's Warehouse, so they didn't deliver it to me. I picked it up there, but I had to like find a Men's Warehouse in Dallas and like drop it off before going to the airport. Like,
that's
because they're like, you got to return it the next day.
They say you're gonna like the way you look, and bitch, you better bring it back.
Well, when you get 2-for-1 suits at Men's Warehouse, you do what they say. That's a deal.
Mm-hmm. I didn't even know you could rent it. Now that makes so much sense, because it's like if you got a court date or something, you just go get you a quick a little men's.
Yeah.
And hopefully it doesn't, you know, you don't go to trial. And then,
wait, you're going to wear a tux to a court date?
Yeah.
Dude, I did this. I didn't wear a tuxedo, but in college, I was staying there over Thanksgiving. I didn't go home for Thanksgiving break. So I was just, there were like a few of us in the dorm.
I did that sometimes. It was fun.
Yeah. I was just like, I'm going to go home for Christmas. I don't want to do two. It's like across the country. And so there were like a couple people who stayed in the dorm. And one of them was a friend of mine who had to go to court because he got like a, I don't know, he'd been like drinking in public or something like that.
Oh, okay.
And he was like, can you go to court with me? And I was like, yeah, okay. And he was like, we're going to wear suits so that we like look good.
Now I'm supporting you at court. Now I got to go get a whole suit.
Yes.
I like put on a suit. And I think we even like walked there like from campus. I don't know. I can't remember. There's no Uber back then. So I don't remember how we got there. But
and this is Stanford.
Yeah.
Just to put it into a couple
smart guys in suits.
Right.
Yeah. And never have I felt more dumb in my life. Sitting there in like a full like black suit, like to support my friend.
Wow. Listen, you were his character witness. He was like, look at my friend. In his suit.
So funny.
We both got suits. I'm an upstanding citizen.
Did it turn out okay for him?
Yeah. I think he had like community service or something.
Okay.
I think the judge was like, you seem like a good kid.
It worked.
Because of your friend. Because
of this.
I noticed your friend.
If he's your friend, you must be a person of good
Your friend
character.
Also owns a suit. Wow. Two suit-owning friends.
I wore flip-flops to a court date one time, and it was Arizona.
Josh,
the judge did
Josh,
not
come on.
Think it was
you
funny.
You wore flip-flops?
Yeah.
You gotta tell him that's your only shooting.
I didn't take it. It was like trespassing in like the third degree or something. We were like,
degrees?
Yeah, what are the degrees of trespassing?
That's, I don't know. I didn't look it up. But we got kicked out of a golf event, and then we were drunk, and then we drunkenly like went back in.
Oh, and that's trespassing.
We were stealing display beer.
Josh,
we
you said drunk. You. Have no involvement in golf earlier,
right?
But you just got kicked out of a golf tournament. So it sounds like you are called Carlton. Mm-hmm. Sounds like the charge, right?
Maybe. No, it's a thing in Arizona. It's called the Waste Management Open, and it is just a shit show.
The Waste Management Open?
Oh, yeah, that's the sponsor.
And it's trash Tiger, all over
Tiger
the
doesn't,
course.
Yeah, what the Tiger hell? Refuses to play there because it's not serious.
Well, probably because it's called the Waste Management Open.
Yeah, and people just get just blind drunk.
Okay,
and
how you going to get... What's the level of drunk to get kicked out of the Waste Management Open?
Display beers that are warm and trying to drink them.
Yikes,
that's what'll get you picked
off.
Okay.
Oh my God. Yeah. So how did it work out for you going into court in your flip-flops?
Not great. For yourself? But my buddy was with me because we kind of got tried at the same time.
Wow, is this a buddy system?
No, he was also guilty.
Oh, okay.
And he was the kind of guy that was like, my dad's a lawyer, went to the cop. Oh. And then it was like, and I was like, no, he's not. He's a professor. And we just got
a law?
I don't know. A screenwriting, maybe?
Oh, yeah, he's definitely not.
So he's got imaginative. Yeah. No, we got like, it was like a $500 fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. And that's such a scam, too, because where's this $500 going? Mm-hmm. You know, is it going to the people who, like, the bartenders who got their hot beers taken from them? No. No. Like, it's not
restorative.
Anybody
got those red light tickets before where they snap your photo? Mm-hmm. Those are a scam.
Oh, yeah.
I've been at court where I was watching someone, testify about it, and they like, if you can prove that you weren't driving the car,
yep,
like sometimes you can skirt out of it that way. So they Here's were trying you... to prove like that it wasn't them in the vehicle. So y'all, if mm-hmm. you are in your car, get a wig, and just when you drive every day, wear that wig.
You don't even need to do that. Here's what my dad does. He puts Ooh. His car in my mom's name and my mom's car in his name. So anytime they get a little ticket and he have to show up, he goes, that wasn't me. And it's not.
You playing 3D chess.
Yeah, man. There you Jeez. Go. That's for free.
But they got cameras, though.
Yeah, the camera is like, hey, that's
okay,
not
do
me.
What
that's
Kimmy's
my car.
Dad
but,
does. Mm-hmm. Swap them. Swap the registrations.
That is brilliant, honestly.
But also, get a wig in your car. I told y'all got to have ace bandages so you can wrap them around your body part and be like, I'm bleeding. I'm going
oh,
to the hospital.
Good, yeah.
And you also need a neck brace and you need a wig. And then wear that wig when you're driving, your driving wig. And mm-hmm. if they get the cameras on, you be like, that's not
that's
me.
That's what I got to do. Because mm-hmm. I got two of them and the photos were crystal clear of me making the expression of, oh shit, did I just run that red light?
Damn, I want you to be running it like, ha, 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 ha. Fuck your lights, bitch. All right, back to David's bridal. So Barbara Jub Leroy says, I did a couple years as a seasonal bridal stylist with David's, and the season I'm thinking about was back in 2010 or 2011 when I started working there. I noticed the general manager of the store had a little clique of favorites. They acted like mean girls, but I didn't pay much attention. Okay, you paid it a little attention because you said they got a clique.
Yeah.
They had a gang, and they was mean. Mm.
They're really paying attention.
Barbara Jub, you're on stock duty today, so we'll be in the front.
That happens in retail.
Okay. It does.
I was part of a clique in Abercrombie & Fitch.
Also, the restaurant world.
Wow. Okay, that's a real clique.
Oh,
real.
It's a gross
that's
clique.
That's the angry hotties.
Yeah.
Clique.
Yeah, we'd get drunk in the back. And we'd what? Still and we'd still close.
Josh.
Yeah.
I was 19.
Okay, well.
Yeah, we'd put a full.
It serves Abercrombie right.
Yeah, they're bad.
Yeah.
They're bad people.
Watch that documentary.
I've seen it. They're bad.
Yeah, they're bad.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
And racist.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
But they've done some cleaning up of their image, you know, the DEI of it all. Now everybody's firing their DEI people, and I'm like, oh, no.
Oh, shoot.
I got to get all the jobs I can right now before they know I'm black again. So she said she didn't pay it any mind, but okay, girl, I don't know. So one week. Okay, so I didn't pay it much attention. But one week, one of the people who works there didn't come into work. And we were all told that she was on vacation. So I'm guessing that this is the general manager of the store. Mm-hmm. So one week, the general manager didn't come into work. And we were told that she was like, basically, they were thinking she was on vacation. Well, that was a lie. And the truth came out. Had an emergency staff meeting one Saturday morning.
No.
Listen, y'all got me. Back in the day when I was doing like restaurant work, fully understand like going to work on a Saturday. They would give us a bunch of free food and let us taste a bunch of sake and shit and like get us a little lit. Mm-hmm. But it was like learning new menu shit and like whatever. So it was like fine, whatever. And we were with our friends. But like if I'm working at David's Bridal, ain't no way in hell you get me to come in on a Saturday.
Yeah.
No.
No.
I'm going to be like, my leg broke. I can't come. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
And then you got to limp around for 3 months.
And they'd be like, your leg's broken. Why are you just limping? I'd be like, I don't got health insurance. Yeah. So I just got to do a cute little limp to the heel. They said, keep it straight. Keep it stiff. So they have a Saturday morning meeting. Turns out her and her little clique had multiple scams running out of the store. At the register, she was making fake returns and pocketing the cash. In the dressing rooms, they were selling dresses for a cheaper price for cash to brides and bridesmaids. Now, if I'm in the dressing room, I'm in David's Bridal, and it's like my big day.
Yeah.
How would you feel if like someone who worked there like came in and like closed the curtain and was like, "Hey, girl."
That's... Hey, you've seen the price tag, right? Forget about it. What do you think about
that? Not a yeah. mob boss. Forget about it.
Forget about it.
So she'd be selling clothes from the store to them, but under the table for cash.
Yes.
Okay. For a lower price.
Yes. This would never happen on blacktux.com.
No.
You would never.
Literally, there's literally nobody to talk to. There's no dressing rooms.
Nope.
This
you
would
can't
never
even look
happen.
At a physical product.
Nope. Black Tux gonna fuck up your credit if you don't put that shit in the mail right after the reception. Yeah.
Look, James and I are sponsored by Black Tux. Okay, this is the whole point we're on this podcast.
They know when the reception ends. They looking at cocktail hour. And
how
everything.
Do you just report the dress stolen then?
Yeah, that's what shrink. Too.
So in every store, there's a reasonable amount of theft. Shrink.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I guess they're just saying like, oh, they ran out of here real fast with the dress. Oh
wow.
No!
I also hate trying things on.
They
I hate
the dress
it so much, especially dresses too, because sometimes you're in like shapewear and you got like a weird bra on that you have to wear with that dress. Like, I would also just feel so uncomfortable in that situation trying something on and then someone just coming in and being like, hey, I could cut you a deal for this. I feel like I would probably agree just to make the moment over. Kind of like you and your credit card and your package situation. That's my version of the package. I would just hand the cash over. I would be like, whatever, just get me out of this uncomfortable moment.
Who is just has that much cash in a dressing room?
Aren't they expensive? Too?
No, it's bridal. It's not. No. Thanks for thinking of that, though.
No,
but probably more expensive than you would. What do either one of you?
Well, what I mean, what are these dresses like? $60? Like, what are we talking about? How much cash are we want? Like,
you're such a man, James.
Okay, Josh, how much are the dresses at David's?
Easily $250.
Let's pull it up.
That's more cash than what I'm walking around.
Let's do it. Prices Right. Let's go around and then Judith pull up the a sample like some.
Yeah, like the basic dress.
Are we going for their best or their middle of the road?
Are we going bridesmaid or bridal?
We're going bridal.
Best. Okay, I would say David's bridal. Okay, I would say like this is crazy. 5,000
at David's bridal, girl. That's say yes to
girl,
the dress.
At David's
and
bridal.
That's on the higher end. They come in with budgets like 2,500 to 3,000.
I guess
like,
none of us know.
Well, that's what you got, girl. 5,000 from Mary. I'm gonna come in at 485.
That's what seems reasonable.
485.
I think. Yeah.
For real? I'm thinking. Yeah, you're right. I'm thinking it's
too late. Too late.
Dress.
Too late.
Oh, I'll go $1.
Nice. No, I was going to do $1. That's dumb because now we can just do 2 and 3. You've never watched the show.
You're right. I've watched not in a while. So.
So we're going for like the basic,
the closest
wedding
to
dress.
Just don't
dress.
Do what I did. Basically,
yeah.
I bet you they've got one. That's. I'm going to go $350.
Okay.
Okay.
You guys are not leaving me a lot of room.
Go ahead, Jeff.
I think $458 or whatever you said is the answer.
I think
they're going to have like a Memorial Day sale for $245.
We ain't going sale. We going retail.
$245.
All right, Judith.
All right, so the average wedding dress in the U.S. costs between $2,000 to $4,000.
No, we're talking about David's Bridal.
And then David Bridal's carries wedding dresses under $100, but the average is around $500.
Damn.
$485, baby.
God. Okay, they do have some for under $100, so $1 wins.
So $60 wasn't
It's
so
not that
far
bad.
Off.
It's not that far off. That's true.
That's how much cash I carry. I'm not walking around with $500 in cash to give to a shady retail employee.
So to wrap this up, I can't believe this. So to wrap this up, the biggest scam of all would happen on Saturday nights. David's closes early on Saturdays, and turns out she would come back after closing and load up a bunch of dresses into the back of her SUV and drive off.
Wow.
Okay.
The folks that worked at Men's Warehouse next door saw her do this many times, and they told us they thought she was loading up for bridal shows. Thousands of dollars of inventory was disappearing every week. I'm not sure how exactly she got caught in the act of these scams, but what the regional manager told us was that they had been investigating for months. They noticed that the store she managed before, the one we worked at, was having inventory and cash problems as well, and that stopped after she left. And the same issue started at our location after a couple months of her being the general manager.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Wow. I think Men's Warehouse told on her. I think
ratted out.
I'm telling you, these these suit and tux companies, they don't mess around with the product.
They don't. It's all about product.
They saw Barbara Jub-Jub Leroy. Oh, wait, no. That was the caller, not the person. My bad.
Right. But it's interesting to me, though, because if Men's Warehouse was to snitch, it seems like they watched her do it several times.
But they assumed the best of her because they were like, wow, she's probably running their ship over there just like how we do it over here. Yeah. Only honest stuff. We're only going to trade shows. We're only doing... And then it was too many times.
So
then
can they buy a dress at a trade show?
I think you could buy a dress at those bridal... bridal shows. Yeah. Oh, at those expos.
Oh, I thought you just had to like go and look and see what the girls were giving. I didn't know you could actually like purchase it and walk away with the dress.
I think there's different ones. There's one where like they just open the floodgates and like thousands of women
that
run in
like
and
hell.
Then they just like yank
that
down dresses.
Sounds like absolute hell.
It's the only way to get it for a good price unless
that
someone
sounds like
sneaks in your dressing
fight.
Room.
Fight.
Yeah. That could happen.
Yeah, no. Damn. I'm not fighting a bunch of discount shoppers, especially for their wedding dress.
No, that's going to get you really hurt.
Yeah. Well, good luck to Men's Warehouse and David's Bridal and sponsor us, Black Tux. We've done a lot of heavy lifting.
Oh,
for
we, really
yeah,
have.
We really have.
We really have.
Yes. So let's move on to historic hoodwinks. This is where I regale you all with a famous con caper group of criminals. We're going to get your opinions all throughout. Feel free to jump in, interrupt, give us your opinions, stories, tangents, whatever. We're here along the ride. Four people. I'm going to try to keep it tight, guys, but four people is, you know, we're going to have fun. We're just going to have a good time. So this story was primarily researched from Emily Sugarman's article, Investors Get Revenge on S&M Master Charged in Ponzi Scheme.
S&M. This is a sex thing?
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
Sadomasochist.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dang.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The quiet ones are always the freaks.
Okay. We see you. We know you worked in Big Tech, but we didn't. Okay.
Stanford gets weird. Their mascot's a tree.
Yeah.
Or no. Never mind. He's going to correct me, but. You know.
Is it? What is it? What's the mask?
No, it is. That is the. Oh, okay, that's the mat. Yeah, that's the
sadomasochism. Sadomascot. Yes, so sadomasochism. Yes, so thank you, James. So content warning up here. Some explicit sexual content mentioned. So if you listen to this podcast with your baby, like turn it down. Okay, turn it down. If you listen at work, put your headphones in. Okay, I hope they're in. Okay, so a scam got us after dark.
Nice.
Ooh.
Very sensual. Do I need to read this all sensual?
Please.
I can't keep that up.
Okay.
I'll give you the top though.
David Saffron was the least remarkable in a family of criminals known for a variety of nefarious deeds. However, when cryptocurrency took off, the part-time owner of a BDSM club saw his chance to commit crimes of his own.
And it's always a dude who looks like this.
It kind of,
He can't carry that name, Saffron. He does not look like a guy that can be called Saffron.
That guy,
Let's zoom in a little bit, Judith, if we can, because what's over his shoulder? Is that a whisk?
Whisk? Oh.
It looks like a whisk. I'm gonna whisk y'all up.
Yeah.
It's definitely a whip of
about
some
to
sort.
Beat them eggs.
And so he's a part-time owner? So what is he doing is
crypto.
Okay.
Crypto guy.
And this is like the beginning of crypto. This is when everybody was actually making a bag before they had to get the Ponzi scheme cracking.
Oh. Yeah, wait. So what year are we talking here?
We're talking 2011.
It looks like a bag, kind of like a goth Santa.
Early crypto.
Glad to have you
Apple
here, James.
Apple Watch, good. It's going to close those circles.
No, that's right. Regular watch?
Wearing an Apple Watch while you do BDSM just seems... You're trying to get your heart rate up?
Yeah, your heart rate. Your heart rate is above.
Oh, no.
Time to sleep now.
Yeah. So 49-year-old David Saffron is Australian. Okay, maybe that's adding to it. He's got that shrimp on the Barbie accent. Mm. He's like,
laser disc. Whip. Yeah, I'm going to whip ya.
Looks good for 49.
For 49, he's boyish. Yeah. Mm,
okay. I'm going to whip ya good, laser.
You guys go for it.
It's a wee
teen peens. I can't. That's Southern.
I'm
I don't know
Mr.
where that was.
Saffron. I'm a wallaby. Call me wallaby is my safe word.
Call me Mr. Saffron. I like to wear my Apple Watch.
I like to imagine people in Australia just took their headphones off, like, well, this is the end of Scam Goddess for me today.
Right. We've alienated all of Australia. I think I get ridiculed
for just being myself.
And we do have a lot of Australian listeners. What's up, down under?
With all due. I mean that with all due respect.
I meant it disrespectfully. no, I'm playing. My favorite Australian is Nicole Kidman because she loves to play other accents. And I'm like, Nicole, we can hear that Australian accent jumping out in every movie, everything you do. And I love you, queen. I'm going to watch it. But then that's, you know, that Barbie accent going to jump out. And I don't understand why she did it in that show, The Undoing.
Yeah, not necessary.
Because Hugh Grant was British. Why? Like, sis, you could have been from Australia. Y'all could have just been an international.
She's like, no, I am from New York.
She can't act. She can't act in her native tongue. She just can't do it.
What?
Have you ever seen it? Has anyone ever seen it?
No.
She can't do it.
Interesting. She has to be a totally different
person.
Have
you seen it, or is this you hypothesizing?
I'm hypothesizing 1,000%.
It's like a water moment. Tell us not to drink water. Okay.
Right. She told us not to drink water.
Don't come for me.
We're going to put together a list of all the things Kimmy has said.
Please do, but don't come for me.
Okay. So his family is based in America. His immediate family is most known for appearing on a 2011 episode of Gordon Ramsay's Kitchen Nightmares.
Where it was
uncovered that his father, Alan, had taken $250,000 from David's brother, Daniel, to keep his restaurant going. Oh, no. Oh, my. Oh, jump scare. This is the brother. This is Daniel's
brother?
This
was about the time I was watching Kitchen Nightmares, so I'm wondering
if you recognize him.
This is Daniel's brother? Daniel took all the genetics then, because what
I guess
happened?
So.
What is this hat?
That's what I was going to say.
That
it's not the point,
me,
but
like,
what is
stock
that hat?
Market crash, like, of 1920.
It's giving me penis.
Okay.
Oh.
And
yeah.
they both like the glasses frame that's like the slim rectangle.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Where it's like just skimming the top of your eye, and I'm wondering what's
I don't
the
know
point
if
of that?
He's a victim yet, so I'm not gonna do too much on him yet. But he does have good eyebrows. I'll give him that.
Those are nice.
Good. The eyebrows are good.
Thick.
Yeah, they're thick. So David's grandfather was a notorious Sydney underworld figure known as Mr. Sin.
Okay, very cool.
Whoa.
Okay.
Whoa. All
right. Mr. Sin.
He's kind of giving Logan Roy vibes here.
I'm about to sin again. Yes, oh. Mr. Sin again. Oh, look at him. He is giving Logan Roy.
That's good. I like this guy.
Yes, and look at his suit. He got sinister eyes like sin, but also like business, like the business of sin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like that. So, he's also called Gentle Satan.
Okay, I love this guy. This is gentle awesome.
Satan.
Gentle Satan. Oh, wait, I love him. So he started a network of underground clubs involving illegal sex workers and booze and served time for federal tax evasion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did.
All right. I hope it was consent, the illegal sex working, and that it was just, you know. So on the other hand, David's LinkedIn profile, now he got a LinkedIn, lists him as the marketing manager for Whiz Kids Now, in quotes. And California Business Records list him as the owner of an S&M performance venue in Los Angeles called Master D's Academy of Sin.
Okay.
I don't think there's anything sexy about Master D's Academy of Sin. It sounds like a place where I would do improv. It sounds like Upright Citizens Brigade.
Yeah. Not like a boarding school where they teach you how to be
sinful.
I'm like, is that where Wednesday Adam goes?
Right.
Like, it sounds very like.
This is the boarding school they send Wednesday to. So Master D's, that sounds like Mickey D's too. Like, it's just not good.
It's
like,
not good.
Ba da ba 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 BDSM. No. So Master D's Facebook features videos of him spanking women and pouring wax down their naked backs, in addition to photos of Master D in a bright red suit. And we have an explicit photo here of women. The women are giving me like, what was it, Tattoo? That had a song like, oh, the thing she said,
Oh, yeah.
It's very like.
And then the guy.
2000s like emo scene.
Yes.
But then we have just like a guy in a men's warehouse suit in the back just like, I'm here too.
Yeah, exactly.
Watching. Oh, and look, Gentle Satan is in the back too.
Gentle Satan.
He's like, this is good. Kiss girls.
Kiss girls.
Yeah, he looks, I don't know, he looks nervous to me.
He looks like he's trying to impress his daddy, or his grandfather. Like, And yeah, just not giving, like, he's like, I like this. I like this a lot. So he also presented himself as a semi-professional poker player. Of course he did.
Everyone was in 2011. Sure. Everyone
that
was.
Shirt.
Oh, no. What is this shirt?
Cool shirt.
That's not even the poker player get up. They wear hoodies. They wear, you know, like, because look at the guy next to him. Like, that's the guy who plays poker. He rips his hair out at night when he loses money because his hair is giving very much, I'm ripping it out in the shower and I'm stressed.
The guy next to him looks like he just got out of a drunk tank.
He does, yeah. Is this shirt like a strategic move? Is he trying to throw people off? It's so insane.
I mean, poker is about tells. So he's like, I'm a quirky dude. You'll never know my tell. Look at this shirt.
I also think that this guy, you know, he needs to have a little more confidence in what he's doing. Like, I feel like everything he's doing is he's like half in. He's like a part-time club owner, semi-professional poker player. Yeah. Like, give yourself a little more credit. You know, pick a lane, go all in.
This is what we call a serial entrepreneur, okay? Yeah. He's got a lot of, he's trying to see what hits. In his professional life, Master D presents himself as a computer programming genius. Okay.
Okay.
Who had invented a bot that could make 17,500 crypto transactions in an hour. Is that a good amount, James?
Is that a lot?
It doesn't sound like a whole lot.
Whoa.
I don't know.
How about for 2011?
Shots fired.
For 2011, maybe. I mean...
So he's not really in on that either. He's half in on just about
It sounds
everything.
Extreme to me. I don't know. I don't understand any
Crypto's
of this,
not very like efficient transaction wise. Like we don't need to get into the weeds on this. But like that's not that many you know. Think about how many people are like swiping a credit card in an hour in the world.
Okay, so if Amex was like, we can do 17,000 transactions an hour.
That's not enough transactions.
Yeah, yeah,
everybody else, hold on.
That's a good point.
I'm in the store for 2 hours. Like, I'm in the queue. I'm gonna be able to pay in 5 hours.
That's right.
I applaud you, James, for using tech for good and not evil.
Yes. So David has also claimed to have been the lead developer for Uber and Snapchat apps, and to have written the security software used by most U.S. banks. He's claiming to be too many things.
He's lying.
Yeah. There's no
like, how much time do you have in the day, David?
I don't know.
No.
No.
Yeah, because this guy's night, not busy.
Yeah.
Right. Because you're not sleeping.
Watching.
Because you're being, you being Mr. D.
Yeah.
You know?
This man is not
Mr.
limitless.
D at night,
okay?
However, he has most recently gotten in trouble for presenting himself as a wealthy crypto investment broker, and too many people believed him, which I don't know why they did. But he got glasses, you know? So,
that's and a an big accent. Part of it.
And an accent. An accent will get you.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You got an accent. I'm like, ooh, I get trustworthy. You know what I mean? Because also, you can't tell. I can tell some regional accents from the UK. Like, I can tell if you're, like, posh or, like, where you're from or whatever a little bit from just, like, study abroad. I won't say. I sometimes say I lived there. I did live there for 3.5 months. But it's. I had an address. I received mail. Okay?
Oh, okay.
I had a job.
You rest my case?
Yeah. I had surgery there. I think.
Oh, wow.
I was a citizen.
Wow. You had quite a 3.5 months.
I lived there. So in order to support the image of his wealthy lifestyle, David rented mansions in the Hollywood Hills to host lavish parties with pools and private chefs. Okay, I can resonate with that because I've done that a few times.
Yeah. And they've been fabulous.
We love it.
We love it.
And you scammed me out of all my money while we were there.
Yeah, exactly.
And we still love it.
I was like, put your bags and your wallets in the master.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, get in the pool, luxuriate. Yeah. And then I'm like going, I'm like copying all your credit cards.
Do the retina scan when you go to the bathroom.
It's fun.
Yeah.
That's our photo booth. It's just it's a photo of your iris.
Yeah.
Yes. And scan your fingerprints for memories. And he even traveled with a team of security guards and on at least one occasion required an investor to submit a background check before entering his house. So he's acting like, I'm that guy. You can't even come over here without doing a background check. Like, you know, and that kind of secrecy, it implores people to think that you have something worth protecting. It's like exactly like what Lizzie did with Theranos, where she was like, lock down the whole place and like, you can't come in these certain places. And, you know, it's like our secrets, like we can't, ain't nothing there.
Yeah, and it's crazy. I actually want to make sure that you're not a scammer. Right. Like, I need to do a background check on you so that you go in feeling like...
Classic.
Yeah,
You're just going thinking about yourself and not about the other person.
If anybody's too into a cause that is none of their business, it is so deflection or projection. All those people were like, protect the kids. I'm like, you harming the kids, aren't you?
Because you're
a little too into this.
Yes.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's been so much research behind... people who protest in front of abortion clinics or Planned Parenthood or, you know, places where you can receive health care. Because I hate that they just call them abortion clinics. Like, people go in there for birth control. They go in there for pap smears, like condoms, STD tests. It's not just like, you know, the abortion McDonald's drive-thru.
That's
like, it's other things happening for health care. But the people out front, I've read articles where people have anonymously talked about being in front of the place and picketing and then going and getting an abortion and then, like, after they healed, we're back outside.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
being like, down with the man. But it's like, you was in there. Okay.
Yeah.
Jeez.
So, and according to most investors, David's attempt at creating the illusion that he was wealthy worked. His lifestyle helped convince others to trust him with their money. David recruited his security guards to help support his story and convince anyone who asked that they invested with David themselves and saw great returns. So they were on his payroll, but he had them telling people that, oh, David got me like hella money on the back end. Whoa. Like, he got me 50% return.
Wait, 100% so he wasn't return. He wasn't paying his security guards?
He was paying them.
Oh.
And he had them, like, lie to people and say, I made so much money with David, to let their guards down because they're like, this is someone outside of David who's telling me that they made money as well. Mm-hmm. And that reminds me of, like, those card game tricks and those cup and ball tricks in the park.
Oh, yeah.
Like, anytime you see the first person up there win a lot of money, that person is a part of the scam. So then they have somebody win and make a lot of hoopla and get people around watching. And then that's how they lure in the marks, because as Mark, you're thinking, oh, that was so easy. I just watched this guy find this ball under the cup. So, and he won a lot of money. So I'm going to put down money and I'm going to win as well. But then that's where the scam starts and you won't win.
That's too much for a security guard, too. They're just supposed to secure.
Also, think they probably had a sweet gig. How much were they securing? No one's coming after this guy. No one's into this guy.
He's going to his sin clubs and stuff. You know, those are seedy places.
Did you see those photos? He's fine. No one's coming after him.
I was at a brunch not too long ago. Actually, Judith was there too. And this guy came in. He's like a big gossip blogger. I'm not going to say his name because I don't want to. And like trash.
Josh Breckus.
The Breakfast Blog.
The Breakfast Blog.
But he had a security guard like standing next to him. And like, he's not like I've seen famous people out without security all the time. Way, way, way more famous than him. And it's like he wants the illusion that he's like so important that he needs the security guard there to like block off, you know, the flocks of people. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's like, you're not Meghan Markle, dude.
Yeah.
I like the idea that the security guards are like, yeah, this guy made me a lot of money and I'm still his security guard. But just because of how grateful I am of how much money he made.
I would take a bullet for this man. Yeah. The boat he got me.
In between lounging on my yacht, I do run security for him.
But it's a friend thing. I'm not even getting paid.
So David's pitch was simple. Give him crypto or allow him to purchase crypto on your behalf. And he would use that trading bot that he built that makes, you know, returns of like 500 to 600%. Wow, he went way above what we even thought. 500 to 600%.
Yeah, that's more than 100%. Yeah. Anytime people say more than 100%, I go, what do you mean?
Break it down for me.
Whoa. What's the baseline?
Kimmy is not getting scammed.
I didn't learn this in math. I did not.
Also, to me, this is America, the land of the greedy, land of the selfish, land of the self-interested. Mm. So if anyone is making money hand over fist, 500, 600%, why you want to get me involved? Why don't you just make all the money yourself?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because don't you already have capital? Because you made all this money already? Right. Reinvest.
Mm-hmm.
Nah. So investors got 150 to 300% of those returns, and David kept the rest as commission.
Okay.
To convince investors, he would run a series of smaller test transactions first, taking a smaller amount of money and sending them returns shortly after. So give a little to get a lot, right?
Yeah.
So that's how you earn their trust, is you're like, oh, you know, so give me just a little bit and then I'm going to get you that back. And it's a Ponzi scheme. So he's passing that money around and then getting you comfortable so that, like on TikTok, I give them my credit card information. Yeah. So David called the program and the investors he recruited the Circle Society.
You name something,
God.
You're doing something bad.
Yeah.
He said, it's not a Ponzi scheme. It's not a triangle. It's a circle.
Feeds
it's
itself.
Which is also sexual.
Oh.
Circle jerk.
That's it?
Same.
That's all?
I know where this guy's head's at. Yeah. I mean, that's probably how he thought of it.
That's how he thought of it.
You know,
yeah.
What I mean?
I wonder if a circle jerk has ever actually happened.
Oh, I bet.
Have you been in one, Josh?
No. Fingers crossed.
Wait, fingers crossed to be in one or fingers crossed
like
to not to
be in one?
I'd like to see one.
I would like to be like that guy observing. I don't know. What's going on?
Here,
would
Mr.
that be
D.
the name of your society? I'm like, what would the name of, like, let's say there was like an evil Mary out there somewhere doing stuff like this. I'm like, what would I call my society? Because they all fun. Always have, like, you know, like names. There's always
the
like
Scary Marys. I don't know.
Yeah. That's
scary?
No, that's gonna ward people off. It's got to be alluring.
Yeah, exactly. It's got to be kind of. Yeah, like
something like that. Did you guys see the Bama Rush documentary?
Yeah.
They call that the machine.
The machine.
It was not great. It was bad. Yeah. It was kind of terrible.
It could have been 20 minutes. And they really just drug it out.
They really did.
They milked it hard. Mm-hmm.
But the machine is a good name.
Is a good one. Yeah.
The machine is a good name. Okay, wait. Now I want to know everybody's like what would your like society that you recruit investors for be? I think I would go Lux Nation.
Oh, that's really
that's
good.
Lux Nation. I would give all my money to Lux Nation. I don't know why I'm hearing like clear cut.
Okay, I like that.
I don't know why, wow. But I'm just like clear cut.
Because
like, I'm investing clear cut.
Clear is like, it's not a scam. You can see, it's very clear.
You can see
transparent.
Right.
That's good.
But cut is like cutthroat. Like,
big.
I like that.
Yeah,
I'm thinking right now. Big Dogs Incorporated.
That's a t-shirt company.
Damn, it is, isn't it? Okay, spell dogs, D-A-W-G-S. I can get around that. Damn.
Yeah, you're going to have a problem
James,
with that
you got one?
Black Tux 2.
Yeah, that's
nice. Yeah, that's good. That's good.
A sequel to a business.
Yeah.
Can you get sued for that? Can I do a sequel to it? A business? Oshkosh Bagosh 2.
It worked once, so why not again?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Right? Yeah. I like it. So we're going to give you a chance to mull that over, Josh.
Tell your wife. Right? Think about that. Unassuming.
Oh, that's your society?
Tell your wife. There's nothing to hide. Tell your wife.
That's really bad also. That's a really bad name.
What if you don't have a wife?
Tell your partner. I don't know. Tell your friend.
Tell your wife.
I think that's also a t-shirt company.
Yeah.
I retire. I don't want a society...
Yeah, you're saying it like nice, but I imagine
it's okay. That'll be
like,
your front.
Your
the
wife.
Front is the t-shirt company.
Thank you.
And the secret society is behind it.
Thank
tell
you.
Your wife.
Yes, I love it. Okay, so David called the program and the investors right, the Circle Society. In addition to acting as a broker in the program, he was the administrator for Circle Society message boards. Yeah, you gotta get people a place to talk. There he posts updates in addition to memes, music videos, and predictions about various doomsday theories.
Mm.
So it was like entertainment, crypto crime. And it's like, this is now giving me a place for like lonely people or a place for people who have a specific niche that they want to talk about. And now you're giving them a forum. People love a forum.
It's only missing Jesus. I feel like all of those things, like, you know, like those.
Well, they missed a sin. They all about the devil.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah. That's their deity.
Yeah.
Is Beelzebub.
Satan.
Beelzebub.
Not Jesus, Satan.
Gentle Satan.
There's too much Jesus. We got to be gentle Satan.
Harsh Jesus.
Harsh Jesus. Listen, the Bible kind of harsh. There's a lot of fire and brimstone in them. So the packages he offered, investors had names such as Trip the Light Fantastic Plan. I'm going to read that again. Trip the Light Fantastic Plan. I don't know what that means. And these are Josh's names.
Yeah, no, those are way worse than mine.
That's like tell your wife.
BTC Star Trek The Motion Picture Double Plan.
What are these?
What? Yeah, I'm not even following.
It's like a brand, and then he's like, but this is the plan. Like, if you like this brand. So his marketing claimed that these plans would generate returns in 22 to 90 days and utilize taglines such as stare down the endless void, but come down a winner. I like that because it's like, kind of walk by faith, not by sight. Like, stare down the endless void is like, you can't see what's going on. Mm-hmm. You don't know where your money's going, but you're going to come out a winner.
22 days is not way too specific. Cut,
which is why you should join my society.
There's something.
22 days is 22 just, days that's like is a return policy.
Yeah, that's.
They're trying to get you.
Yeah.
That's like, because you know how return policies are always something like awkward. Like, it'll be like, well, sometimes it's like 14 days, which is like,
there should be a law to do the same for everything everywhere. I can't keep track. I can't keep track of every different store.
That would mess up commerce.
But like a 9-day return policy or a 12-day return policy, which feels like 2 weeks.
Who lives their life in 12 days? I don't think of my life in the increments of 12 days.
And that's
I just rented a movie and I didn't get to it in 48 hours and now I have to pay for it again? What kind of world are we living in? I got really upset by that. I'm like,
okay, what movie?
That's kind of weird though.
You're going to jump on me.
Okay, please.
Yep.
Everything All at Once. I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, yes. No, I love that movie.
Yeah, I know, but I haven't seen it yet. I
haven't seen it yet.
I've seen the first 20 minutes.
In theaters, I think it's better in theaters.
Yes, yeah.
But it was a really fun watch, and I cried at Rocks, so.
I did too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Rocks with googly eyes. No spoilers, but it was really fun.
Wow.
So, and for a while, the daily plans paid out 3% per day directly to users in their crypto wallets. Those plans quickly became the most popular when users realized it was the most lucrative. So then they're like getting those paydays or seeing their wallets inflate. You know, they're like, oh, okay, we all gonna do this. The daily deposits encourage users to reinvest most or all of their earnings back into the program for the promise of even larger rewards to be reaped. So he's like, okay, y'all give a little bit here, and then I'm gonna show y'all making money. And then they're like, ooh, everybody's gonna get involved in this plan. One user, Greg, claims he invested a total of 8.5 bitcoins in the program, and his Circle Society account said he had earnings of 96 coins, around nearly $3 million today. So James, I'm coming to you. This is 2011. Do you remember like around what a bitcoin was around then?
I'm guessing it was something in like the like $100, $200 range, maybe.
It was newer, right?
Yeah.
And Judith, will you run a check on that for me? But I'm pretty sure that's accurate. It was much newer. So let's see. In 2011, the price of Bitcoin was
$425.
No way. Really?
Yeah.
In 2011? Wow. Okay.
Yeah, because there was like a quick, it started off like really low in like 2009 or whenever.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe it was 2012 that had like the first
that
like
meteoric
big jump.
Rise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So, $3 million today, 96 coins. Wow. But seemingly,
I want people to know that I'm not a crypto guy.
It sounds like you are.
Yeah, you are.
You are here in this room. You're a crypto guy.
The seemingly golden fountain would dry up long after it began. Surprise, surprise. One day in March 2019, users logged in to find that they had not received any daily payments. Instead, they were issued a series of excuses as to why they haven't received returns. Many excuses blaming them. Payments were suspended because of too many unverified transactions on the blockchain, or investors had hit the payout button too many times and locked their account. So they were like, too many of y'all was trying to get y'all money. Too many of y'all were like doing unverified transactions. Y'all are bots. Like the Elon program of y'all are bots. Everybody is a bot, including me. We're all bots. Also, this is like the LuLaRoe approach. I don't know if you guys seen the LuLaRoe doc, and we talk about LuLaRoe on this program, but when LuLaRoe started sending out the moldy ass, ugly ass leggings and people couldn't move their shipment, the main guy, he would berate these women. He was like, it's because you're not selling hard enough. You don't believe hard enough. You're not making money because you put them moldy leggings in the oven and keep it moving. You got to hustle.
Mm-hmm.
Cook them leggings like crack and get out on the corner.
Mm.
So that's kind of what he's doing. He's like, it's your fault you're not getting no more money from me because of what you did.
Wow.
That makes sense? I'm leaving.
So,
David, like Mary, hang up the phone.
Yeah.
David even claimed a solar flare required him to shut down the website for several days. What is a solar flare?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's like
I'm
on so the gone. Sun, yeah. There are solar flares every
but
so often.
It has
often.
To be something technical.
It doesn't
right?
affect us at all.
No.
If it's what
I know
I
what
think.
A solar flare is in, like. Yeah.
So a solar flare on the sun.
On the sun?
No, I'm just kidding. I don't know what it means for crypto. I was just getting
that's what
in
I'm
there
saying.
For
I'm
science.
Like, does it mean something for crypto?
I mean, it sounds like. You know, he's just making up BS, but like probably what he was saying was like there was a solar flare on the sun that sent like a radio waves or whatever that's
what?
Interfering with our communications or something,
wow.
which is not
a thing.
Is not a thing, but.
But these people that he's gotten in this scheme, they're in the dark, right? They're staring into the void, so they probably don't know much about
yeah.
what they're
yeah.
investing
I'm
in.
I'm going to use
right.
that excuse, so just be prepared for that, guys. Next
solar
time
flare.
We're all supposed to hang out, yeah. I'm going to yeah. go, there's a solar
there's
flare.
There's a solar flare. I can't make
I
it.
Can.
I looked at it like Trump looked at the eclipse. And
I've been monitoring it. It's just not. It's still flaring.
I've been monitoring it.
It's still flaring.
It is still flaring. Yeah.
When it stops, I will show up to yeah. things.
It flares. I flare. It's got to stop.
Also, when I talk about crypto, and I've talked about crypto a lot on this podcast, I always say, like, if you can't explain it to me like I'm five, if I can't go to a kindergarten class and explain crypto to them and then they regurgitate it to me, then it's a scam.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
I still don't really know what it is. And they
either.
Farm stuff. I'm like, how do you farm computers?
It's bad for the environment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it is because it uses it's a really lot of bad. Power. Like, the yeah, those machines.
I mean, I relate to that.
Fact check.
And thank you, Judith. She just came in with some facts for us. Solar flares actually can impact computers, but it has to be big enough to do so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not
didn't
really
know
big
that.
One.
So he said the big one came. It was the big one.
And it's like, why would it just affect his computer?
Just his.
And not
if you got
else?
Ethereum, they up. But yeah. the solar flare came directly from my
it's
computer.
Crazy. This solar flare just came and just affected everything, guys.
My computer's based in Australia, down under. Down under all the solar flares.
This is Mary.
We get a lot more.
This is Mary. Mary, it's good. I love it, and I want
I wish
it.
I could do it. Teach
I
me
want
how to do it.
All of it. I want so much of it. He also sent at least two investors a video of himself being tied up with rope, claiming he was being held hostage and thus could not
well,
issue payments.
Maybe he liked me.
That's where bondage comes in
yeah,
very handy.
Yeah.
Right.
But I was waiting for the story to get back to being sexy.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, it was not sexy. Like, I guess just the beginning was sexy.
Yeah.
Also, like, if you're an investor and the person that you've invested with sends you a video of them being kidnapped. Mm-hmm. Why would kidnappers, hold on kidnappers, can y'all send a video to my investors so they know I'm napped and
yeah.
I can't?
I'm out at that point, I think. Put that photo. I'm out. I'm good. Yeah. Yeah, the Shark Tank, I'm out. Yeah, no.
I'm out. No thanks. It's a no for me.
I don't know. I want to see.
I feel like it's also giving those like old silent films with like the ladies tied up on the
train tracks.
Like it feels cartoony. It's yeah. like he's, yeah.
That's probably what it was. He getting tied to the train tracks.
Yeah.
So as time went on with no payments issued, detractors took to the message boards to complain and were faced with threats of legal action from David. So when they came to the message board and were like, hey, guys, is everybody poor now? And he was like, you shut your ass up. You better get a suit from Black Tux because I'll see you in court, bitch. And bring a friend. So every day, David would promise the group payments, which would be issued the next day, even saying that a group of big new investors were coming and that they all receive a payout soon. So now he's even given up that it's a Ponzi scheme. He's like, I got more money coming in, so you can get yours coming out. But every day, no payments materialized. Mm. Surprise. Eventually, 150 members of the Circle Society privately connected to gather their own experiences with David to figure out what might have happened with their investments. This mm-hmm. is why you don't start a message
yeah.
board when you're running a scam.
That's
you
right.
don't need people finding each yeah. other and linking up, mm-hmm. making the hashtag.
Comparing
John Tucker Must Die.
Facebook
right?
group.
That's right.
Yep. It was yep.
John. Gentle Satan must die.
Must die. Eventually, 150 members of the Circle Society privately connected to gather their experiences, 150 of them, and trying to figure out what happened with their investments. Together, the group took their evidence to the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, the CFTC, and opened a contact form for victims to identify themselves. So now they're like, reach out. Now it's like, if you're a loved one, has dealt with Gentle Satan.
Yeah.
Or the Circle group. You know, Circle Victims Anonymous.
Circle victims.
By
wow.
the end of the case, the CFTC had 179 victims.
Mm.
Ooh, You don't need people linking up. David's other scams.
Oh, there's more.
There's more.
So as the Circle Society was going down in flames, David was busy luring investors into a new project. So he's like, okay, never mind, moving on. By September 2020, he had a preliminary injunction preventing him from soliciting or accepting funds for trading pools. But that did not stop David from encouraging acquaintances to invest in a company called Cloud9 Capital.
Okay.
I'm in.
Right.
That's a good
Cloud9?
Title.
That's a good title.
Also, this guy's got great hustle. He might be a bad guy, but like I've had one business in college, and that's all I've ever
He gets up every day.
Hey, what was like, your business?
Yeah, what was your business?
It's a pool cleaning service called Pool Running.
Oh, I know about this.
I knew about this. Really? I didn't know the name, though.
Number three pool cleaning business in Ahwatukee, Arizona, you know?
Wow. So, yeah. Pool Runnings, and you show up white.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, I didn't really think about the appropriation part of that. Maybe I'm the John Candy part of it. Yes. You know what I mean?
That makes sense. Okay, yes. I want Josh to show up to people's pools and be like, Wagwan!
People are like, I'm too young, I don't get this reference. Like, okay.
I love it. Cool Runnings. So Cloud9 Capital was an outside wealth management fund in which David claimed to have invested 200 of his own bitcoins, nearly $6 million US dollars in 2020. Jeez. So he said, I already got $6 million in 2020. He's like, I got that. So what, y'all want to get involved? And you know those VC firms that are legit? And I mean, they're all kind of like evil because it's like, let's pool all of our money and steal all the resources from people who need it. Mm-hmm. And it's awful. Anytime someone's like, oh, I'm getting into VC, I'm like, so you going to harm the planet and all the people who live on it so that you can make more money even though you have so much money?
Yeah.
Weird. So one acquaintance immediately sent 4 bitcoins, nearly $44,000, to Cloud9 Capital, unaware that David controlled the company's wallet himself. So they thought it was like under an LLC or under an S Corp, but really it was just David being like, a new email, Mary, a new email.
That's a good plan.
At the same time, he ramped up his responses to the Circle critics, threatening more legal action and that the Kraken was coming for them. Who's going to unleash the Kraken?
Damn.
Unleash the Kraken?
Mm-hmm. Because they wanted their money, and he was like...
I don't know why I'm, like, grossed out by that. I'm like, it's for me, I'm like, that's really not the first time he's used that.
Right. Like, you think he was using it at the BDS?
Kind of, yeah. I kind of feel like he, yeah.
It's also silly. It's like, well, no,
like,
you're
what
not.
What kind of threat is... What kind of goofy-ass threat is that?
Threat me with, like, bodily harm. Like, I'm going to break your legs. I'm like, okay, I'm freaked out. I'm going to release the Kraken. Okay, what are you,
the
wizard?
Is the Kraken like an underwater sea creature?
Yeah.
Right,
yeah. Okay,
like, Poseidon.
Yeah,
coming for your ass.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. Don't send
Not
Zeus.
Poseidon.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what they say. It's like literally a quote from Pirates of the Caribbean. It's not even like a it's just
plus,
a quote in a movie.
There's an NHL team now called the Seattle Kraken. It's like it's like it's not goofy. A threat. Yeah. It's goofy.
The Tasmanian Devil.
Yeah, I'm sending the Tasmanian Devil after you.
You heard the gentle devil with the Tasmanian Devil coming. Whatever happened to Taz?
In the Looney Tunes,
around.
Canceled. He's around. Canceled. I think what happened, he was canceled. A little bit canceled. Well, it's like
what
the parent, like the type of canceling that parents these days are doing, where they're like, "It's teaching my child to be a mess. He just runs around and is
well."
A
I
mess.
Will say, like Pepe Le Pew as a child, I was like, "This guy's gross."
Okay, it's
that
he was like not getting consent from that little woman's skunk.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I was trying to remember.
Yeah, Pepe he just kisses all up her arm. And...
Donald Duck, no pants. It's all kind of gross if you think about
Donald
it.
Donald Duck, no pants.
Right. No. At least Pepe, maybe they were trying to teach us something because he was a skunk. So a but skunk you... being all creepy,
oh, being
like.
Bad. Yeah.
And... He was being creepy to another skunk. So, you know.
That's
what is the message? Right. What's the message?
What do you mean?
Yeah, you're right.
He's bad.
Yeah, he's bad. He's a bad dude. Mm-hmm. On the Circle Society message boards, he also superimposed faces of specific critics on videos of the Spice Girls, calling them the Angries, and warned that an asteroid was coming for Earth.
Can you roll this part back?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. He did what with the Spice
What's
Girls?
What's up with the asteroids and solar flares? Like, get out of here.
So remember, he was putting like conspiracy theories on the board too. It was a little bit of everything and music videos. So on the Circle Society message board, he also superimposed, so he basically did jib jabs and put people's faces
on
on the Spice Girls, calling these people who were complaining the most, or probably, you know, rallying the troops.
Oh, yeah.
He called them the Angries.
Oh, so he just made a meme. He's not like out here taking down the Spice Girls.
Yeah, he's like finally having fun with this. Like, I feel like he's finally, after all these years of scamming, he's like loosening up and finally like hitting his stride of just like, I'm just gonna like follow my gut.
Yeah, to be honest, and with have all fun. Of these things, being superimposed in a Spice Girl would be fun. Like, I wouldn't mind that. That would be the
We're watching an artist grow.
He had so much fun, like, sitting at his computer and, like, making that video.
That's right.
Isn't he supposed to be, like, making all the software for everything in the U.S.? Like,
That's how he made that really cool graphic of other faces on the Spice Girls' bodies.
It could have looked real cool. We don't know.
In 2021, the CFTC, excuse me, Judith, run me back. In 2021, the CTFC, I don't know why that's beating my ass, gave its official judgment, ordering that David had to pay $32 million in restitution and other fees. Still, David denied his role in the scam and appealed the decision while representing himself after his lawyers pulled out due to, guess it,
the scam.
So, lawyers don't care about that.
General, okay.
Why would a lawyer pull out?
Because
he wasn't paying.
My God. Absolutely. But he represented himself.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
He came in like like a sitcom episode.
Oh,
that's
exactly.
That's my dream.
We're getting to the
end represent
of the movie
myself.
Here. Yeah.
I object.
In your flip flops?
Yeah.
Yes.
And just kill it. Just do a Matt Damon and just somehow pull out all the knowledge I need.
Oh, yes, yes, yeah. Yeah, it's like if it works, then it's incredible.
Habeas corpus.
Yeah, I would just keep saying that. Habeas corpus.
Habeas corpus.
Me?
It's a Meisner exercise.
Habeas corpus.
Yeah, you. Habeas.
Josh, call your next witness.
Yeah. My next witness is habeas corpus. Love your top in the jury there. You look great, ma'am. You look really good.
Right. It's all charm.
It's all charm.
Just doing crowd work with
the
jury. The
Dane Cook of lawyers. That's an old reference.
Was he charming?
He was.
I think that's. Yeah, he didn't have jokes.
He wasn't
just charming. I think
to someone.
To some people, obviously. Young people.
He was screaming at me.
Okay, maybe not to you.
I don't think charming is the word. He was like bro-y enough that like young like bros with no sense of humor.
Yeah.
You know, like kids who were raised off of like people falling being funny.
Yeah.
Like they were like, we like this guy. He's shouting at us and he has spiky hair.
That's a good point.
Well, was his hair spiky? I don't know.
I think it was like frosted spiky. Tips kind of.
No, it wasn't frosted.
He's got Josh. No. He's got Josh hair.
Josh knows.
I am not frosted. Okay.
No, not frosted.
No, you're not frosted. But look, the more we're looking at you now, we're all realizing like you're Dane Cook.
You got a little Dane Cook.
That is really hurtful. Okay. I'm also not dating a 19-year-old.
That is hurtful. I'm gonna retract that. I'm not a part of this. That's y'all.
Yeah.
That's Mary and Camille.
No. Okay, I take it back too. I love Josh.
Okay, I love Josh too.
Oh, but it is the same
hair.
It's Josh hair.
I related to him, okay?
There's nothing about you that's the same except for your little hairs.
Yeah, just your hairs.
Yeah, no.
That's it. And not even like you taped it on the side well. His is like unkempt on the sides. Mm-hmm. He's not giving me like that little fade on the side.
And let's look at it's the that, young Dane
that pool runnings.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
But
yeah.
It's still not the same.
No, it's
you gave it a little style. His is just like.
I've never worn a leather jacket.
Okay.
Just want you to know.
You could, though.
You could do it.
Too hot. Do you not know me? I'm sweating right now.
Oh, yeah, he is.
And this is beautifully air conditioned.
So, but on June 30th, the Department of Justice announced charges against six people accused of running four different cryptocurrency schemes, including David Saffron. The indictment claims that David's companies were nothing more than one giant illegal Ponzi scheme, that pulled ultimately more than $15 million from investors. David has been charged with seven counts of conspiracy to commit wire fraud, conspiracy to commit commodity fraud, and obstruction of justice. He was definitely obstructing that justice. If found guilty, he faces 115 years in prison. He has pleaded not guilty. None of the investors have been able to get their promised money or even their initial investments back. Yeah, that money is gone. Kiss that goodbye.
Whoa.
And just like Kimmy, 100%. I mean, if you get more than 100 years in jail, what are we doing?
Yeah.
What
are
we doing? I'm one person. I'm not two.
Yeah.
It's for show.
But maybe it's for like appeal the appellate process too.
That's the answer.
Because like if you could take
that's the answer.
And that is the
technical that's the technical answer.
He needs a friend in court. He needs Mannion. He needs somebody to go wear a suit, show up, make him look good.
That could be your side hustle. Manny, yeah. You have such an endearing face.
Yeah.
You should start putting this to work. Be character witnesses for people.
Yeah, courtbuddy.com.
Yeah.
Court buddy.
If you have me sit in one of those pews or whatever they're called, just sitting there in the audience for moral support, there is a 5% reduction in your sentence.
Do not say that. I'm going to say 500%.
That's yeah. right.
Yeah, okay? I'm not buying 5%.
Yeah. 500.
Give yourself some credit.
So that's the end of the historic hoodwink. And now it's the saddest part of the show where I'll have to let you all go. But before we do that, Scammer of the Week. This is where we highlight a charlatan who's maybe worthy of our praise, maybe not. We'll see. So one of Twitter's most quickly growing viral left-wing voices has turned out to perhaps be a total fake. Erica Marsh, who describes herself as a proud Democrat on her profile, grew to have over 180,000 followers in 8 months and was known for her far-left, often melodramatic opinions. It's something to me about far left, because what does that even mean?
Yeah.
Because I know what far right means. Mm. Far right is like, we want to make everyone slaves again and
socialist.
I'm just kidding. That's what far left is.
That's what they
think. Communist socialist.
Have socialism. We don't have a perfect capitalist system. We have socialism.
Well, I know, but that's the threat word.
No,
that
I know.
They've
no,
been
I know
using.
What you mean.
Yeah.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
But also, people who are genuinely far left like don't usually describe themselves as Democrats.
Yeah. No.
What do they call themselves?
Like, I don't know.
Leftists or
other.
Well, they don't like the Democratic.
Yeah, because they're like, the Democrats aren't doing anything. They're all in the middle, blah, blah, blah.
The circle.
Like, they're not far left enough. They're the circle. But
so, the circle.
Your way.
So is this person like all in on being a Democrat?
I mean, they got 180,000 followers in 8 months, which is pretty quick. So they're obviously getting a lot of viral tweets and people are resonating with their content. Mm-hmm. The account grew popular with conservative voices on social media for being what was viewed as the perfect picture of the idiot liberal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Owning the libs. Mm-hmm. I feel like if all of the people who care about people's rights and aren't bigots and believe that, you know, everybody should have a living wage and a place to live and food to eat, if we all just left and had our own country, if we all moved to Greenland or something, I don't know, they would implode on themselves because it feels like they're so concerned with what we're doing. It's like Truth Social. They don't really like it over there because they're like, this is just all of us over here. There's no one to make miserable.
Yeah, they right? realize like we're not the reason you're not making money or like that you're poor like us too.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's like some people, it's easier to just pretend to have higher values or to find power in superiority that way than to actually like work for it or work for change or do things to actually help yourself and your fellow man and your neighbor. So they'd rather just like be pious or be on some bullshit. It's easier. It's like getting on your keyboard. You don't have to go in the streets. You don't have to raise money. You don't have to go to the homeless shelter. You don't have to do shit. You could just, you don't have to fight for a living wage like we are doing in SAG and WGA. You can just complain online and pretend to be better than people and be miserable
get the endorphin rush.
But also it's like y'all are kind of parasites to us. Like you need us for oxygen, but we don't need you for oxygen. We actually like would love if you went away. That's the difference.
It's you should run on that. I'll be your VP.
That's really good. I'd vote for you guys.
We're your oxygen. Yes. Without us, you can't breathe.
That's good.
Right.
Lacey 2024.
Ooh, yeah, I like that.
So the account, I mean, after I said this, I believe on the podcast at some point, but I never, maybe on another podcast, someone else's, but I never thought that anybody could be president when Barack Obama became president because like, oh, you see a black man, I'm black. I was very proud and happy about that. But at the same time, it didn't make me feel like anybody could be president. When Trump became president, I was like, oh, anybody can get in this bitch.
Yes,
anybody.
Absolutely.
We got to tell the children in all the classrooms, like if Trump can be president, so can you.
Yeah.
You can do anything is possible. Go to the moon. Mm-hmm. Now you can really go to the moon. So, as recently as last week, one of her most recent tweets received 27 million views. Those are inflated. For saying, in quotes, no black person will be able to succeed in a merit-based system.
But she
what
said
are we talking? She talking? Of, what are we talking about?
She
affirmative action.
She's saying
sort
this
of?
In regards to the Supreme Court. Yes.
Yes.
Recent affirmative action decision. Mm-hmm. So. It's guised in like, oh, black people need affirmative action because otherwise they wouldn't be able to succeed.
This is...
And it's like, I get now why they're saying this is probably a conservative person behind this platform because this is kind of guised in like, oh, we need affirmative action for black people because they're not good enough on their own.
Jesus.
And it's like, here's the thing, guys. Black people in America, y'all have been trying to kill us for like, 400 years, and we're still here. So clearly, we have skills, and we can succeed. Like, who has been trying to kill white people in America? Nobody. Who's been trying to take their rights? Nobody. Who's been trying to, like, like make little systems of gerrymandering so they can reduce the power of their votes? Nobody. Right. Like, who has been, you know, making systems where you can't get a job based on your name? Like, the Indeed, like, the algorithms, like, a certain names, certain backgrounds, it'll filter out your resume. Y'all have made AI and programs and even sinks where I have to show the white palm of my hand to make the sink turn on, the automatic sink. Y'all don't even want us to wash our hands. Y'all want us to get a cold and die. So if we're still here, clearly we... Like, affirmative action is just so y'all will stop trying to keep us out of
things that we deserve
to be in.
It's like, why is it so hard to just say, yeah, affirmative action is good, and that has nothing to do with, like, the merit of...
And affirmative action largely benefits, like, overwhelmingly benefits white women.
White women.
Yeah.
So it's like, what are you talking about? But it's funny because now I can see how this account that is, like, pretending to be far left is actually, like...
Damn, so she just Trojan horsed that whole thing. Just 8 months and was like, nope, here's my reel.
Oh, my God.
That's crazy.
So, however, there are no voting or phone records for Erica Marsh. And her only other social media account, TikTok, only posts screenshots of her tweets with no other face or voice. Ooh. Additionally, experts believe the photos on her account are likely a handful of stock photos that have been manipulated to appear slightly different. Look at this. This is Erica Marsh.
That's 100% not a real person.
That's AI.
I mean, she looks like a conservative.
She does.
From all my research with dating... By the way, I can go through dating profiles and I can, based on the face and a couple of pictures, I can tell you if they're conservative or not.
Oh, I can't
play this game.
Yeah. It's a fun game.
Yeah,
it's only what I do.
Play this game.
Conservative. Maybe moderate, which is conservative.
I mean, remember when they made that conservative dating app and then all the men were complaining, like, it's not enough women on here.
Yeah.
Where are the women who don't want rights and who want to be submissive to me?
Are you talking about farmersonly.com?
No, don't put that on Farmers. I can't remember what it's called, and we don't need to give it any press, but I remember it was like a big push for that conservative dating app.
We don't need to say the name because I don't remember. But
well, you can say it. Nobody signed it.
It wasn't Farmers. There was like another... I forget what it was.
And those Farmers commercials are hilarious. When I go back to Montana, they're all over the
really?
Place.
Wow.
Farmers.com. Oh. Yeah, it's like farm.
I mean, if you want a farm, how you gonna meet bad bitches?
And that's true.
That's true.
That is true.
You
know?
And are you looking for other farmers? Because it's a very strict schedule.
Yeah. You can't have someone that's just like, no shade, like a yoga instructor.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah,
no,
right.
I need a hands-on woman or man.
You got to get out here and slap
these
pigs.
The chickens, get these eggs.
Milk these cows.
You got to love getting up at 5 a.m.
Yeah. Exactly, the early morning.
We're going to bed at 7 p.m.
I hope all those farmers find love.
Yes.
You know?
John Scott Retalian shares that this account shares similarities with social media accounts that had been utilized to create rage responses in the 2016 presidential campaign. And this is a quote. It's as if she dropped from the moon and arrived fully formed with this narrative that makes liberals look like idiots. Twitter has since suspended the account due to questions of its legitimacy. I'm actually surprised about that because, Twitter ain't suspending no accounts
no
more.
Anymore.
No. Like, how long has, like, that scam that was run on my account been run on so many other accounts?
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's been going
I still
on
see
for,
that thing.
Like, a
ever.
Year.
Yeah. And he's making money. He's making bags.
Are we talking about X now?
So I don't know his name. He was formerly Jada, but then I got a photo from, shout out to the congregation. They were trolling this person. We're like, you're so broke. Why would you do this? And then the person with male presenting legs took a photo in their car and like of the Mercedes emblem and was like, oh, I'm broke. And then like, I've seen the cash transactions that went through with people that they scammed on my account. So they're actually making money.
That's crazy.
Dang, that's terrible.
Rude.
Yeah. So on that wonderful note, That brings us to the end of the podcast. Thank you all so much for being here. This was so fun. My family.
Wow.
This is so fun. Thank you for having us.
So go around and like tell people where they can find you on socials. That's the only thing we could plug. And then also Leroy, UCB Franklin on in Franklin Village in Los Angeles. If you're in LA, it's right across the street from the Scientology building. Come on out when you're done with L. Ron and get some laughs every fourth Wednesday of the month. Yes. And then Mary? Anything?
Okay. My socials. I'm not really on Instagram, but I do remember I think it's Mary Anthony.
It is.
And then if you want to email me on that cool email that I have now, it's Manthony 2516.
No.
I hope you get an email.
Yeah, Manthony at 2516 at gmail.com. Email me there if you want.
There are so many Manthonys.
Yeah, there were a lot of Manthonys.
Manthony is such a cool name. I don't know. I'm at Josh Breckus at Twitter. I don't really tweet, but at Jay Breckus at Instagram, and mostly dog photos.
Yes.
Cute dog.
Yeah.
Bernie's really cute.
Thank you.
You can find me on Twitter at Pizza Manion. I hate saying that.
That's okay. Cause
I picked that back when Bitcoin was $4.25.
Don't worry, because Kimmy Abaporni over here, you can follow me on Instagram at Child Clown.
Yeah.
So there you go.
See?
You feel better about Pizza Manion when someone goes, follow me at Child Clown.
Very much an adult Child Clown. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. I love that handle. It's very easy to remember.
Thank you.
You can find me at D-I-V-A-L-A-C-I, Diva Lacey on all platforms. And if you want to see the photos from this episode, follow us at Scam Goddess Pod on Instagram. If you want to chat with me, Scam Goddess Pod on Twitter. And that is all that I can say. So, congregation, stay being gentle Satan. Be a gentle Satan.
Gentle Satan.
Yes!
Girl Goddess!
This has been an Earwolf production in association with Team Coco. Scam Goddess stars and is hosted by me, Lacey Mosley, a.k.a. Scam Goddess. Our producer is Judith Cargbo. Our production coordinator is Abby Aguilar. And our audio engineer is Sam Keeper. Research for the show is done by Caitlin Brand. Stay scamming.
Y'all, hormones, it's impossible not to have them. There's over 1,000 hormone disruptors in our food, our water, the air, the clothes, the skincare, the dryer sheets, everything, child, is a scam. To the hormones, okay? Plus, we have natural hormonal changes that our bodies go through. Like, what's going on with my body? Like, I am now in my 30s and my skin is acting like a teenager. What is going on with the hormones? Which is why I love Hormone Harmony. It contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Okay, so adaptogens help the body adapt to stressors like chaotic hormonal changes. It's perfect for women struggling with PMS, menopause, and more, honey. Y'all know I work hella jobs. Hormone Harmony has really helped me like regulate, especially like sleep and just relaxation and calming down and not panicking as much. They've got 17,000 reviews, so you don't even have to listen to me, but get into it. And for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire order at hormonemammoth.com. Just use the code GODDESS at checkout.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.